Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Andy Goss back on the show. Andy is an expert on U.S. monetary system and the Federal Reserve. He publishes an outstanding newsletter, The World of Money, now in, I don't know, in his third decade, I know that. His first book, The Secret of Money, his second was Uncle Sam Cook's The Books. He is a numismatic expert extraordinaire. It means he knows all about gold coins and collectible coins especially, and he's the expert in that, and he joins us today for our FedWatch show to give us his thoughts on what the Fed's going to do. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm a coin geek. American coins.
just American coins, though, right?
Just American coins. Yeah, there's so many. They've been minting coins since, I don't know, back in the days of Croesus.
Right.
So you can collect coins going back 2,000, 3,000 years, but American coins, since 1792,
right,
the founding of the mint, those are rare. You know, we haven't been here that long when you consider our age as a nation in the world of coining coins.
Right.
We're the new kids on the block.
Exactly. Yep.
For the longest time, Jim, the dollar was king, you know, because of that, because we had a $20 gold piece and a silver dollar. These days, the fundamentals for the dollar being the world's preeminent currency, they faded into the background ever since Nixon closed the gold window.
Yep, you know? Yep. And
so now it's all, everybody watches the Fed to see what the Fed's going
to
do.
I want to get to the Fed, and we're going to get to Larry Kudlow in the next segment, because he's the king dollar guy. But I want to ask you, the Fed, let's get the Fed business out of the way, because they're meeting today, and the general consensus is that they're going to raise rates today, what, a quarter point?
Well, if you look at the Fed's target range for the Fed funds rate, it's been between 1.25 and 1.5 ever since the last rate hike at the December meeting, which you called, by the way. I was agreeing with you, right? So the three-month yield is already, I think, Friday, I think we closed at 182. So 178. So the three-month yield is already above the Fed's target rate, the upper limit of the Fed's target rate after the next rate. So I think the rate hike possibility is 100%, a quarter point, possibly a half.
No.
And I think at all four, yes, sir. Well, I mean, the marketplace is telling the Fed that a 1.78 interest rate is acceptable. The Fed's saying that the Fed funds rate should be between 1.25 and 1.5.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
So the Fed thinks they've got headroom. Is that what you're saying?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, people are talking about four rate increases this year, right? So after every meeting in which they have a press conference, they're going to raise rates. But there are four other meetings in which they don't have a press conference. I would be on the lookout for some in-between action. So, yes, I think we're going to have four full quarter point increases this year.
I hope they don't get too froggy, because I'm, you know, never underestimate. If things are going really well right now, but never underestimate our government's ability to screw things up. Never underestimate other things that we've had to happen to us. We don't need the Fed. In my opinion, we don't need the Fed taking away the whole punch bowl right now.
McChesney Martin, right?
Right.
Well, if you remember in 2016, like in the fall of 2016, when the 10-year Treasury yield was at 1.37, that was a historic low. And it wasn't really that long ago. It was right after the election. And now, 1 year later, going on to the 10-year closed at like 285. That's more than double what it was a year and a half ago.
Well, there's no question that the rates are low. They're historically low. I mean, when in the last year, you could get a 30-year mortgage for under 3.5%. That's ridiculous. I'm not so concerned, Andy, about where the number should be or where what we can live with. We could probably live with 3 or 4%. What I'm concerned about is the pace that we take to get there.
Yeah, no doubt. If you remember Volcker's pace, it was pretty torrid from 77 to 80. There were rate increases every time you turned your head. They didn't wait for press conference meetings to raise interest rates. So I think the marketplace has told the Fed from end of last year, that, hey, we think that the bond should be 2.5 times where it was then.
Yeah.
So could the Fed raise interest rates half a point and not have anyone scream? Well, they certainly signaled these.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it
that'll
would be a surprise.
That'll be a unique event, though, if they do that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Andy Goss. I want to get his thoughts on King Dollar. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.